The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is all about your mental health and how you can help navigate the daily highway of life. Sometimes it's the little things that throw us off course, not the big things. But today, we're going to talk about Rivercade, because Rivercade is good for your mental health. So if you haven't been down or you're on a worthy activities, we're going to do our best today to help describe what's going on Siouxland's longest running summer event, and that's Rivercade. Joining me this morning is Laura Van der Swag. Laura is the president of the Rivercade board, and also Phil Clays, who is the executive director of Rivercade. And are you going to learn a lot today, and you're going to have a lot of fun doing so. So with that, let me talk to my guest, introduce my guest. Laura, want to talk about your role and your history in Rivercade, please?
Thanks, Art. Actually, I have been a volunteer with Rivercade for over 30 years, which I realized is half of the existence of Rivercade. Someone asked me in 1994 to be part of the royalty fleet, and that's been my primary involvement. Then probably about 10 years later, someone asked me to be on the board, and I have consecutively served on the board since then, and many of those years have been president of the board. So I've seen the overview from being a board member. I've continued to be very involved in the royalty aspect of it, chaperoning our royalty and working with others to host the coronation for the new royalty.
Well, it's a pleasure to work with you, Laura. You do a great job, and I don't think people understand how much work goes into Rivercade. It's just not a one-day event. It goes on until I call it Rivercade season. And we'll talk more about that going. But thanks for joining us today. Also joining us is the executive director of Rivercade, a staple in this community. If you haven't been to Saturday in the Park early enough to hear his national anthem, he's been doing that for a while. So with that, I want to introduce Mr. Phil Clays, executive director of Rivercade. And Phil, let's talk about your role in history with Rivercade.
Well, I first came to Rivercade with the idea of doing an Old West Expo down on the riverfront. And what drew me to that concept was to have a saloon, an Old West saloon down on the riverfront. And that's when I came to Rivercade with the idea, and I've been involved ever since, and that's probably been 35 years or so. I've been the event coordinator for about 24 years now. And, you know, Rivercade's a fun thing. It's a cool thing. We celebrate Siouxland, and I'm proud to be part of it.
Well, we are glad to talk to you guys today, and we're going to learn a little bit more about it. How long has Rivercade existed? Laura, you want to take that one?
Yeah. A Rivercade start was actually in the fall, in October of 1964. With what was happening then is the Missouri River had just been channeled up to here and made it possible for barges to come this far. That was a first-time event. So the city leaders at that time wanted to acknowledge this through a celebration. And probably the first event was then the big parade they had in the fall of, in October of 1964. And I don't know that there were other events that year, but that was really the kickoff.
Well, the Beatles came in 64, if I remember.
It's a banner year.
Yeah, a banner year. And the Beatles. So I know I've been involved with Rivercade. I've been fortunate to be a port admiral. And I got a good look at how hard you work behind the scenes to coordinate a lot of these activities. Phil, that kind of falls into your dish. We ought to talk about some of the things you do to organize.
Well, you know, a few years back, we decided to diversify and started having events all year round, beginning with the cardboard sled race, homemade cardboard sled race. And it ends in October then, with 15 events during the year with our Kingdom of Riversance. I always say Laura is the glue of the operation because she holds us together. And, it's just been a fun thing. We create fun.
I know that you look for the weather in February because that's when the cottonwood races are, and sometimes the weather doesn't cooperate with us. But you know, it's a season of Rivercade, and that just highlights how early it starts. And then you roll into some other activities. I know that. Well, let's talk about your Barstool Open's a huge success. Your fishing derby. You want to comment on any of those, Laura or Phil?
Well, the fishing derby, Phil is more directly involved in, but as someone who's an outsider, someone who did not fish, I will say I do enjoy it. What's better than watching, usually it's three generations on a Saturday morning, a beautiful Saturday morning out of Bacon Creek. We average about 200 each year, and I think there's now, what, over 300,000, 200,000, many thousands that we've taken fishing.
Over 12,000.
Over 12,000. Okay, 12, I'm getting 000. That mixed up with
That's
another
right.
number.
That's
but
right.
There are, we supply rods and reels for a modest fee of $5, and there's a casting contest. So it's fun to see the generations interact. And as we know, Bacon Creek is just a gem of the city, and it's nice to get people out there.
It's a great turnout for young people and families. It's a great event. I know that our children at Boys and Girls Home have participated in this fishing derby. And there's nothing like a look on a kid's face when they catch a fish. And I want to thank the volunteers who come out there and help get this started, and a whole new group of fishing people coming along. You're listening to 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ, and this is When Things Aren't Going Well. And my guest today is Laura Vandeswag and Phil Clays from Rivercade. So let's continue our discussion. Phil, let's talk about some of the events that you've just completed. Any stories you want to share with us? Some of the successes?
Well, you know, the joy, as you say, of a child catching a fish. The age group that we do with the Youth Fishing Derby is 4 to 12. And I've always said, you want to spend quality time with a child, take them fishing. It's not really all about catching a fish. It's about being there. You've got these kids outside, you know, they're not watching television, they're not playing with their digital phones, you know, they're fishing. They're out in nature. You know, the geese fly by and they notice. The turtles come up, they notice. It's a world that they don't know, and we're able to introduce so many to the first time they've ever fished, the first fish they've ever caught. And that in itself is a joy. And that's what we do. We create fun and joy.
And this is for boys and girls.
Oh, yes.
We got a lot of fisher ladies out there, fisherwomen.
You know, indeed. And, you know, I always remember little Katie about, I don't know, 15 years ago or something. And we've been at this for 25 years. Little Katie runs up to me and says, "Hi, I'm here to fish." And she had a white dress on and red hair and polka dots, you know, and she's just cute as could be. And she looks at the worms and, "Ooh, icky, you know, I don't want to touch those." Well, about 15 minutes later, she's run up to me with a fish, you know, on her line, saying, "Look, mister, I caught my first fish. Thank you." And she's got like gizm all over her white dress from the worms and the fish. And she's made my day.
Could have cared less. She was fishing and she was happy.
Yeah.
The joy the day brings to a lot of kids
indeed.
With things like that.
Indeed.
And it falls into the overall picture of Sioux City. We always talk about our quality of life here, and this certainly supports that quality of life. I don't know where there's another place that does this to the degree that the folks work together on Rivercade here. So I gotta tell you, I'm really not a fisher person, but I don't know, my buddy Steve Stouffer is, and Steve came on the board. Steve's a former Port Admiral.
Yep.
He loves getting out there and teaching the young people how to bait, how to catch it, how to take the hook off. It's a wonderful day, Phil, and thank you for the job you've done on that, because it's gone on for so long, consistent sponsors, and money is not an impediment to people, the children participating.
Right.
Very, very good deal.
It's worthwhile.
That's great.
I think
all
it's
you
worthwhile.
Need is the good weather. So with that, I want to ask you guys, things that have happened. I think the Barstool Open is just a lot of fun. I think the Barstool Open has attracted a younger group of people in the community, which is really great. They come excited, they have fun, and they learn about Rivercade. So that's all good. But, you know, we got a whole lot of good things coming up on Rivercade, and we're going to share that with you right after our break. So don't touch that dial. Get another cup of coffee, another glass of orange juice. Sit back and continue your morning chill. We'll be right back with more of When Things Aren't Going Well right here at 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
Oh, I forgot to take the garbage out again. My team came home who knows when last night. That guy just cut me off. My boss totally doesn't get what I'm trying to do for his company. When will I enjoy life again? Will I ever catch up? I really should visit my parents soon before it's too late. Why is this guy in front of me stopping at a green light? Go!
It's time for a checkup from the neck up to put yourself in a better state of mind. Sometimes it all seems to be coming at us pretty fast. Our instinct is to conquer our issues before we enjoy our actual life. It seems we just can't get caught up. That's when stress and anxiety absorb everything. Family Services, Inc. is here to get you back to enjoying your life. A call to Family Services will put you on a direct path to more happiness and inner peace. It's time you appreciate the things that matter most. Let the sun heat your back and enjoy the day and laugh with guiltless, stress-free joy. Call Family Services today at 293-4900. That's 293-4900.
I feel good.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva along with Laura Vandeswag and Phil Clays from Rivercade. And we're talking about why Rivercade is good for your mental health. We just talked a little bit about the history. We're going to get into now what's coming up. But, you know, just to frame this for you folks, Phil, how many events does Rivercade put on in the Rivercade season, starting with the sled races?
14.
14 events.
14 events.
Now, a lot of nonprofits do one event. You got 14 events that you have to coordinate, and you pull off, and you've been doing this for a while. Well, it's all good. And one thing that I'd like to just touch on a little bit, we'll get to this a little bit later, is the Riversance. It's like a...
Riversance.
And that's a great deal, and, you know, Rivercade coordinates that activity also, so... Still keeps you pretty busy, and we'll get a chance to talk about that. But let's go and talk about the things that are coming up, a little preview of coming attractions. And Laura, do you want to talk about a few items that are on the horizon for Rivercade?
Well, we have several events, which you will find. Just go to the Rivercade website. We, as you mentioned, have events year-round, but staying with the tradition of when Rivercade events were moved from October, I think, it was in October for just a couple of years, but since then, the bulk of the activities have been in July. From the mid-July to the end of July, we have several activities. This year, the Saturday the 25th is a very big day. We have one of what I call the pillars of Rivercade, the Smile Contest.
Oh,
and
yes,
just a really charming time. The preliminaries are at the Southern Hills Mall, so I encourage anybody with children, grandchildren, ages 4 through 12, to come on down. We have three categories. We'll be selecting some finalists who will be in the parade. And then after the parade, our current royalty award them particular prizes of describing their smile. It might be the shyest grin or the toothiest smile or the most toothless smile. But it's just, you know, charming to see, to watch these children. Some of them a little bit shy. Some like to strut and stake the stage, but they have a lot of fun. The historic car show on Historic 4th brings together classic cars. And I know Phil is involved with that. And one of our board members, Brandon Steffi, we really need to give a shout out to him and thank him for being the coordinator of a wonderful car show, and then followed by a cruise. And then it's also the skateboard that is that day. And then the following week, a pillar of this and a big downtown parade in the middle of summer is a very fun event. And that's our Rivercade Parade this year on Wednesday, July 29. I, of course, am very involved with crowning the new royalty. We have judging for our candidates on the 29th and the 31st. And then on August 1st, we will crown new royalty and say goodbye to our outgoing royalty.
You know, the royalty has been an integral part of Rivercade throughout the whole years that we've had this great festival. And incumbent in that are the scholarships. I don't know if a lot of people know that we give scholarships, Rivercade gives scholarships to these young ladies to go on to college. And most of the time, it's local colleges right here. Laura, you want to talk about that a little?
Yes, that's the number I was batting around earlier. We have awarded through the years over 300,000 in scholarships. I inflated the number of our fishing derby people, but those are a lot too. But we award scholarships to three people, the queen and the two princesses, and that applies directly toward their tuition. So they have to be pursuing higher education. And through the year, they are our ambassadors for Rivercade. They do some of the local parades, and we also have them attend as many nonprofit functions as they can. And it's kind of a two-way street because they make appearances, talk to people, try to help out with the volunteer activity if they can. And each year they respond by saying, oh, I learned so much about what happens here in Siouxland. I didn't know that, or I had heard of that. And now I know just how much people give to the community, and that makes an impact on them.
You know, Laura, that's a great segue, because people giving to the community, it's a very giving community. If you would like to participate in the Royalty Scholarship, we would welcome your help. Laura, where could they send a donation to?
They could send a donation to the Rivercade address, which is Phil's address. And Phil, it's
1105 Rock Street.
We want to get that right. 1105 Rock Street. Just put Rivercade Attention Scholarship, 1105 Rock Street, Sioux City, Iowa.
51105.
Zip code 51105 would
that?
Be the best place to send it.
11 Rock Street, 51105 here in Sioux City. And please, you know, these are wonderful women. They go on to pursue the higher education. And we could use a little help with their scholarship. So it's a great cause. And if you can do that, please send a little donation. Every little bit helps. You know, Phil, going to talk to you now about what's coming up. And I don't think people know how much is involved with the parade. The parade was one of the first things when I moved here 40 years ago, wouldn't miss. You always seem to find the hottest day of the year. So we're going to fry some eggs on the sidewalk. That's the day. But it's just a wonderful event. And I want to just follow up. Laura, we're just talking about some help with scholarship. We could use some volunteer help also with the parade. So, Phil, I'm going to turn this all over to you, and I'll talk about the parade and where we're going with Rivercade.
Yeah, the parade is on the 29th, as Laura mentioned earlier. Of the month, and we need help this year at the barricades. We have barricades at each of the corners that the parade covers, and we need somebody standing there with the barricades. And if you want to help, that would be a wonderful way to become involved, and we certainly would appreciate it. We are running a little short this year because of circumstances that have arisen. But if you want to do that, give me a call at 258-0477. 258-0477. You put out the barricade where you're assigned at 6:15. Parade starts at 6:30, goes till about 7:15-ish. Take the barricade down and go on with your life with our great appreciation. And the parade in itself, that's one of the reasons we have it at the end of the month this year. We're trying to avoid it being 105 degrees. And unfortunately, July is hot. It's become hotter, and we're dealing with that as much as we can. We also have other events like next Saturday, as an example, is a kickoff of the volleyball tournament at Jim's. And if you play volleyball, give Jim's a call, and they'll inform you of all the details of how you can be involved in that. So that's what's happening next week.
And don't we? You also coordinate the love the volleyball is a great deal, a little hidden secret. Folks down at Jim's know about it, so get down there, say hello to Bobby Michelson if you go on a Saturday, and get into that volleyball deal. Really, also take a look at when the parade. We want to talk about something this year about safety with our parade. Now, how many floats do you have in the parade so far?
I think we have about 35 entries at
that's
this
great.
Point. Oh, yes. And that's just beginning.
That's great. You know. Now, you know, I've heard rumors that the folks on the floats have been really building up their arms so they can throw the beads and the candy a little further. And that's necessary because we really want everybody out there to safety first. Let the candy come to you. Please don't go in the streets. It's a little safety hazard. We're aware of it. We're having walkers with us that go alongside some of the vehicles. If you want to volunteer to do that, we can certainly use your help. But yeah, the safety of the candy, safety of the kids, and try to keep them on the sidewalks is good. Any thoughts on that, Bill?
Well, you know, we've been very blessed that no one's ever been hurt because we got this parade, and beads mania is something that is very interesting from a sociological standpoint, because the kids want beads, they want candy, and they run out by the moving vehicles, and the parents need to address this. The parents need to keep their children by the curb. We'll throw the candy, we'll throw the beads as close as we can to the curb, but we need your help, because it astounds me that parents let their kids run out by the moving vehicles. It's unsafe, and we certainly ask your help this year. Protect your children by having them stand by the curbs, We'll throw the things to them, the candy and beads, and everybody will be happy and no one will get hurt.
So here we go. The parade is on the 29th of July. Really looking forward to it. July is a fun packed month. We start off with Saturday in the Park. This is where you want to live. We do things at Sioux City. Who said there's nothing to do? You know, get out for the parade on the 29th. You'll have a ball. You know what? It's great just coming together again. You talked about that when we talked about the fishing derby. It's getting together, talking, the little surprises that come out of you, how people react. This is a great family event. It's been going on for so long, and we want you to come out on the 29th and participate. And if you have time to volunteer, give Phil a call. Your number again, Phil?
258-0477.
And come out, participate. Be part of it. You'll really get a good feeling for Rivercade. I love Rivercade. I look forward to this year. The Smile Contest is coming up. The coronation, when we have these young ladies, talented young ladies, moving on, advancing their future. And they come back and share their talent. During the years, Laura said, at different events, you see them. They're very popular out there. So I know at Boys and Girls Home, we love to have them at our events also. They add so much to our future, our young leadership coming up. We're coming up right now towards the end of our show, and I want to give our guests a chance to talk about anything they'd like to add on Rivercade or Riversance, which is our cousin, you know, spawned from Rivercade. So with that, Laura, Phil, turn it over to you.
Yeah, I'll just add, I know, Art, that this is a show that you do every week with a focus on mental health, and I want to tie that in a little bit. We're fortunate to have opportunities to build community through this. And, you know, I think we all came through COVID, a time when we couldn't go out and there was a lot of isolation. And some of that has kind of hung on. You know, people got used to a different lifestyle or just got comfortable. But things are back, they're coming back. And I think it's so important to physically, if you can, to get out to events like this, because you're going to see familiar faces, you're going to make new acquaintances, make new friends. And we are fortunate, as you mentioned, to live in a place like Sioux City, and we just all need to participate. So we're building for the future.
That's it, folks. You make it happen. It's your event, and we're lucky to have it here in Sioux City, enhancing our quality of life. Phil?
Well, there again, as you say, the quality of life. That's seriously what we take very serious, the fact that we try to have events that are family-orientated, that we can try to keep the costs down, and we create fun and joy. And that it takes you folks coming and having a good time at our events. And there again, as you're sitting there listening to this, pick up the phone if you would. Call 258-0477 and volunteer for the hour for the parade, standing in a barricade. It would be extremely appreciated. And there again, go on website to check out our many events. And thank you for Sioux City, because Rivercade belongs to you. Rivercade is your event. It's Siouxland. And that's what we're about.
That's great, Phil. I got to tell you, give me that number one more time if they want to call to help.
258-0477. Please call.
Well, I got to tell you, we're coming up towards the end of our show, and I just want to state that Rivercade is a summer state of mind. The parade season, the Rivercade season, it's a happiness on end. And remember, folks out there, festival hair don't care. So I don't care if it's humid or wet. Get out there, have fun, come see your fellow Sioux Citians and enjoy a great day. And it's really focusing a lot on children. A lot of our events focus on children. So come on, be a part of that community. We're coming up to the end of our show, and I'd like to thank Laura, thank Phil for coming on today and talking about Siouxland's number one summer activity, Rivercade, and sharing some of what's going on and what they've done with it. I also want to give a shout out to my friend and a Rivercade former Commodore, and that is Bev Hines.
Indeed.
I think we all agree, Phil and Laura,
we love
Bev's
Bev.
Been wonderful. And we're just, thank you, Bev, just shout out for you. Well, we're coming up to the end, and I'm going to tell you, it's been a great, this show flew by fast. And but Rivercade, July 29th, the parade. Don't miss it. Come on out. Have a great time. See your other folks in Siouxland, and it's just a great family event. So till then, we're going to end our show with a great thank you to Laura and Phil for what they've done for so long. We wouldn't have this without that participation and leadership. And Laura, you've been a great leader. And Phil, you know all the ins out in town. So, you know, do you know where the skeletons are buried? You know, do you know who killed Kennedy?
Yes, I do, and I'm given a stipend to keep it quiet.
Okay, I love it. Hey, listen, folks, this is great. When things aren't going well, we'll be back here next Saturday morning right here at 1360 AM, 90.9 FM, KSCJ. Your homework this week is to go out and have a good laugh, call and volunteer for Rivercade, and let the sun shine on you. Peace be with you.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.